$1 million, but more importantly, is now in all of the majors.
Pretty
now
cool.
Now he's in all the signature events.
Yep.
And that's where...
Pretty cool.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th, featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-444. 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. Oh, how I lost the rider.
Nose and
Gamely
is the winner by a nose rising.
Marquetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Boy, so much to talk about today. As everybody knows, so much going on in the world, and a lot of it not too good. Some big three-year-old preps yesterday. What a performance, I thought, from the top two finishers in the Fountain of Youth, Ed Goldstream and Chad Brown, very much in evidence. In the Gotham, up at the Big A Aqueduct, things are thawing out up there. We'll have Jonathan Hardoon on in just a moment. And a big effort from a filly off the bench yesterday for Phil D'Amato. That was in the Grade 2 Buena Vista. Thought Process, idle since mid-August at Del Mar. And boy, her class just absolutely prevailed yesterday. A facile two-length win under Hector Berrios. Vibez, ridden by Juan Hernandez, his only mount of the week, as he's serving out a seven calendar day, actually three racing day suspension handed down by the stewards at Sunland Park for a riding infraction that did not result in a disqualification in last Sunday's Sunland Oaks. a race that that he won aboard a Bob Baffert trainee. And Grand Slam Smile, carrying the colors of the California Breds, ended up third with no apparent excuses yesterday in that Grade 2 Buena Vista. I want to lead with this, though, and certainly the military developments in the Middle East are—I mean, there's nothing bigger than that going on right now. But you know what? They raced in Dubai yesterday. Absolutely amazing. But they went ahead and raced despite the fact there were at least two, maybe three or more missile attacks. One on a hotel. The video I saw was a direct hit on what appeared to be a high-rise apartment building. Story at the Pollack Report. Written by Pollack Report staff. Man, this is really something. Rebels Romance, trained by Charlie Appleby, knocked down his 16th graded group stakes win in yesterday's Dubai City of Gold, a Group 2. First paragraph, Godolphin Star added a 16th group win to his record Saturday at Maidan as racing went on as scheduled, despite Iranian rockets blasting sites around the city. We jump down to longtime British racing broadcaster Derek Thompson was at Maidan on Saturday for the final meeting prior to the Dubai World Cup night on this coming March 28th, and he said bangs and flashes were visible. England's Press Association reports, quote, and this is quoting Derek Thompson, longtime British racing broadcaster, "I've been in Dubai for a few days now, and I did think the meeting might be called off, but I rang the boss of the race course before racing, and he said it was going ahead and wanted me to spread the word." And we'll jump down a little bit lower. "It's great to be racing, but speaking personally, it's a very difficult situation, and people are discussing it." Well, yeah, you think? "While we've been at the race course tonight, there have been bangs and flashes, and we heard one of the big hotels has been set on fire." Jump down a little lower. "In response to regional development Saturday, Dubai's government information office issued the following statement that read in part to me, this is really something. Quote, this is from the Dubai government information office. Quote, Dubai continues to conduct its business as usual with the assurance that the safety of citizens, residents, and visitors remains at the forefront of our priorities. The United Arab Emirates possesses an integrated and effective crisis response system, ensuring high readiness and swift handling of various emerging situations." Yeah, like a rocket coming down on your head, potentially. Continuing on, "The relevant authorities are closely monitoring developments around the clock in full coordination with relevant partners and will promptly inform the public of any updates that require announcement," end quote. Well, I would say any of that stuff coming out of the sky from a couple thousand miles away would require instant announcement. But they got the races in, and it's on now to the Dubai World Cup on March 28th. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and see what Jonathan Hardoon thinks about it. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. It kind of puts things into perspective. We cancel for rain and for
the same
snow
thing
sometimes. And they run with the rockets flying over their head.
Can you even? And then the way that thing is worded, like the patch on the head. Listen, we'll let you know. Really? Oh, good grief!
It's a horrible situation. It really is. I have relatives that are in Israel that spent the night in a bomb shelter last night, and they're running races in Dubai. So that's pretty interesting.
Well, let me ask you this: I'm aware of some direct hits in Tel Aviv. Any place else?
Eight people were killed, and there are a lot of Americans that go back to Israel and live in that neighborhood. So I'm not sure if any Americans were killed, but it's a terrible situation.
Yeah, hey, we got a lot to recap, John. A lot to talk about. We're going to have Bill Nader on from the TOC in a few minutes, talk about a very important CHRB meeting this past Thursday. But the big race today is at Oaklawn Park. It's the Grade 2 Rebel, a million up for grabs. And this is the big prep in front of the Arkansas Derby for three-year-olds getting ready to run, hopefully, in the Kentucky Derby. Bob Baffert has got a litmus test, going to be handled by Flavion Pratt, 7-2 on the morning line. He's been idle now since taking the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. Any thoughts on today's Rebel, which goes at 5:23 Central, John?
Yeah, I think Baffert's won about eight of these races already, eight Rebels, which is amazing. Well, he's going to win number nine today because I really like Litmus Test here. I think he's better than these horses. Pratt's riding. He's got the inside, which is certainly an edge there. And listen, you're getting 7-2 on that horse and 8-5 on the favorite. I'll take my chances with Litmus Test.
Okay, and you think you'll get that 7-2. By the way, blackout time for Kenny McPeak is the 8-5 morning line favorite with Brian Hernandez up. This horse has been idle now since early October. Ran second to the highly regarded Ted Naufe, who's off the Derby trail. And, boy, you see that horse in the running line, and that's what I think really moved the morning line maker to make the horse a pretty short price favorite. John, your thought?
Yeah, no question about it. Listen, Blackout Time is certainly a nice horse. Brad Cox has the 8 horse in there, Rancho Santa Fe, who's listed at 12-1. Irad Ortiz is going to climb board for the first time. These horses obviously have chances, but I gave the edge to Baffert because he was breaking from the inside. Inside at 2 turns there is a big plus.
John, speaking of Brad Cox, all smiles following yesterday's Fountain of Youth commandment. A big effort, but boy, he had to work for it. A lot of people wondering, what's Bill Mott doing with Chief Wallaby? This can't be Bill Mott. The horse only ran one time out. He was a first-time winner going 7/8 at Gulfstream on January 10th. And then he makes commit, turn him for home. I thought Chief Wallaby couldn't lose, but Commandment dug deep, found more, and was best yesterday. But those 1-2 finishers, they look like the futures are very, very bright indeed, John.
They are, but Chief Wallaby, remember, Mike, making only career start number 2, first time around, 2 turns, coming out of a maiden special weight event and being asked to do this.
Amazing.
I think this has really quite a future, especially when you come from the Bill Mott barn. Everybody remembers last year he had Sovereignty. He passed the Preakness, willing to give up a possibility.
Very conservative guy. Yep.
Exactly. So once he was entered in this race and was running, he tipped his hand to tell everybody how good he really thought this horse was. If you listen to the interviews, he took the conservative route. Well, I don't know. I'm giving him a shot. But if you read between the lines, the fact that he ran that horse yesterday really tells you how good he thinks he is.
Well, John, I just got a text from Brad Free with Daily Racing Forum. He said, Mike Commandment got a 101 in winning the Fountain of Youth. So, you know, Chief Wallaby's not far behind that. That's a huge number. Second time out in his career, John. Looking forward to maybe these two guys meeting down the line. The third place finisher, definitely worth a mention. Solitude Dude for Safi Joseph. And Safi all along has been saying, look, 1.25 is not going to be his thing. There's distance limitations. But he gave a very good account of himself. I mean, Flavion Pratt put him in a position to win, turning for home. He ended up a very respectable third, John. And looking at this horse, I just had to kind of, I'm kind of a history buff, thinking back to a horse that had no business going 1.25 by the name of Bold Forbes for Laz Barrera. He won the 1976 Kentucky Derby. And I don't know if they're going to press on with Solitude Dude as the distances get longer. But the 1-2-3 finishers, that was a heck of a race yesterday in South Florida.
It really was. And by the way, I remember that race with Bold Forbes. Angel Cordero put him on the lead and put him to sleep. He put him to sleep because he gave that horse an unbelievable ride. But you're right. Listen, Solitude Dude is out of UPON, who does not really want to go this far. But Pratt held them together, and the horse put in a solid effort. Only his 4th start, first time around, 2 turns for him as well.
Let's get closer to your neck of the woods, the Gotham run yesterday at the Big A Aqueduct. And Chad Brown, he's certainly got a very, very talented Derby contender here in Iron Honor. According to Brad Free, again with Daily Racing Forum, he earned a 90 buyer in taking yesterday's Grade 2 Gotham.
By the way, that's another horse who only had 1 career start. He won his maiden special weight event first time out, and then Chad Brown threw him in a stake race. The problem with that horse is, and even if you watch the race, I don't think he wants to go much further than he went yesterday. But listen, he got the job done, only career start number 2. The track was goofy. You know, they've had really a hard track to deal with. Speed's been really dominant for the last couple of weeks. Till yesterday, it more or less evened out. When you deal with a frozen track and then the temperatures go up, so the track thaws out. The track is muddy even today, but it didn't rain. It's muddy because it was frozen. It was actually frozen, and now it's thawing out. So it's a tricky kind of track, but take nothing away from him. He ran super.
John, I thought the feel-good story of the yesterday came one race in front of the Fountain of Youth. It was a mile and three-eighths turf marathon. The grade two, Mac D'Armida, and I'm probably mispronouncing the name, but the five-horse trained by Todd Fletcher, Grand Sonata, what an incredible career he's had. $2.5 million in earnings coming in. He got his sixth career win from 34 starts now. But the big news is he's a seven-year-old full horse. That just doesn't happen anymore, John.
And he was tailing off, Mike, because he hasn't won a race in a while. They gave him some time off. He was 3-1 on the morning line. He ended up paying like 6-1. You don't see that often, and especially on a Fletcher horse. Gaffalione always rides him. Well, he certainly rode him in the last three or four starts, and he gave him a terrific ride. And his class really showed in the middle of the stretch. Didn't look like he was going to get by, but he did, and he ended up winning kind of easily.
Hey, John, our time is short, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to have the voice of Santa Anita, Frank Miramati, on top of the next hour. Got a lot to talk about, including a big CTBA function tomorrow night in Arcadia. But a very unusual occurrence. Friday's first race at Santa Anita was a mile and one-eighth on the grass, and not too long after the start, a horse down on the inside, trained by George Papapodromo, looked like got a little bit claustrophobic, jumped the temporary rail, which was set at 20 feet from the permanent inner. And for those who don't know, that's PVC plastic. It's not dangerous, and it's easy to move around. But it was incredible. This horse stayed in that path with a 20-foot, margin there between the permanent and the temporary all the way around there. As a result, the stewards prevailed upon Frank. They had to declare it a no contest. They called for the jockeys to pull their horses up because it would have been very, very dangerous coming down the lane with that PVC everywhere because of the incident that we just described.
It was the craziest thing I ever saw, Mike. It was kind of like a dog race. You ever see when they chase the rabbit? Yeah. The rabbit's inside and the dogs are outside? Well, that's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
And once you heard Frank giving the call and you hear the phone ring in the background, and he answered it,
yeah.
You knew they were calling the rail. Listen, they did the right thing.
Yeah.
The rail was broken or the temporary, whatever it was. You know, I've seen them do this in the past when a jock falls off out of the gate and they can't move him.
Yes.
You know, because he's hurt or whatever, so they'll call off the race, and that's what they did. And they did the right thing. They made it an all if you had a big five, and they canceled all the other wages. So
and John,
what they had to do.
I'll say this one other thing about doing the right thing. Yesterday was, by any measure, a frenetic racing day in North America. Important races all over the place. And I'm pretty much relegated now, as you know, due to my employment situation, John. I'm pretty much relegated to FanDuel TV at home. And I thought the racetracks did a good job staying off of one another. I really commend them.
Well, I mean, it's really just kind of common sense, Mike. You're only hurting your own business by running on top of each other. I mean, give players an opportunity. I don't want to watch a race on replay. If I bet a race, I'd like to watch it live.
100%.
Not only that, it helps your handle. You'll cash a ticket. You'll take that money.
Yeah.
You'll play it in another. It's just common sense. Why they ever make that mistake is beyond me.
John, let's go ahead and make some money now. We'll get you back toward the end of the show, but I know you're going to be out of town for your first selection. Where do you want to go?
Let's go to Aqueduct, look at race number 3. And I like the number 7 horse in here, Tis Marcus, a 5-year-old gelding from the Jimmy Ferraro barn, Jose Lascano aboard to ride, 6-1 on the morning line. This horse was totally against the track last time out. He was hung out wide, and the inside was the place to be. Number 7, Tis Marcus, wins today's third race out at Aqueduct.
Post time for that, 2:13 Eastern. And weather not a concern today. John, tell us about the website, JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita Selection.
Can't wait to get you back toward the end of the show. Come out to Santa Anita. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, now as advertised, welcome aboard Bill Nader, CEO, President, Thoroughbred Owners of California. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Not much to talk about today, Bill, right? I mean, you know, it's kind of a dull morning here given everything that went on yesterday. But we'll muddle through here. First of all, I don't know if you heard me talking about what happened in Dubai yesterday. I assume you've been over there, Bill, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. They went ahead and ran despite the city being under fire.
Yeah, quite a shock, really, when you think about it, with everything going on. And from all accounts, I mean, you could hear the noise. You know, a lot of horses now over there, Super Saturday and getting ready for the World Cup. It was a great headline about somebody sleeping in with their jeans on and passport in their pocket, but the airport's being closed. And crazy time. Yeah, I've been there many times. I was over at Saudi for the first Saudi Cup, and Dubai would, you know, obviously be in the rotation with the World Cup. But it reminds me back in, you know, in a twisted way, back in 2001 when I was working at Belmont and Naira, and we had the Breeders' Cup right after the 9/11 event.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, after 9/11, we shut it down for quite a period of time before we came back and reopened the racetrack. But then we had to, you know, everybody had to think whether you run the Breeders' Cup in New York at that particular time, and we did. But man, I mean, on the same day or at the same time, that's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, Bill, I want to talk about the CHRB meeting, which happened this past Thursday in Arcadia. You were one of the folks that got up to speak. Richard Mandela spoke, John Sadler spoke, a number of people, and the board voted 4-2 to not allow a couple of northern requests for live racing up there. And you know, the problem is, for folks that aren't maybe inside the ropes as far as racing goes, the way things are set up now, the Southern California tracks get what are called the host fees. And boy, when you talk about Saratoga, Del Mar, and so on, even a day like yesterday, there is a lot of money at stake, and as a result, our purses are up and up substantially, and we're still looking up a steep hill at other venues around the country. Just talk about the importance of how that thing went, that 4-2 vote, for those of us that race here in California, Bill Nader.
Well, the first thing, Mike, is, you know, for a fair like Humboldt County, everybody, I think everybody to a man appreciates the value of the Humboldt County Fair and what it is as a fair.
Yep.
And horse racing has been part of it for a very long time. It's right. It's a big part of the history. The problem here is we just don't have the luxury, and you know, with our, and I keep harping on it, in our limited resources and working through our competitive disadvantage. Yes, we have been able to reverse the downward spiral and, you know, battle back a little bit. But as I said in the meeting the other day, we're still in rebuilding mode, and we still have a long way to go. Now, when you look at the trade-off of what that would have meant if that vote went the other way, just so, you know, because it's easy to come out and say, yeah, we'd like to have horse racing at Humboldt County Fair. But when you really understand, you know, the consequences of that from a business standpoint and the relationship between what it means to the purse account and also to the tracks, it's quite substantial. Because the Humboldt County Fair, you know, they were applying for 12 dates, of which three of the race days would have been under the umbrella of the fair, and the other nine would have been outside of the fair. But what that really means, because they were able to acquire the Del Mar Signal at no cost, and they also have Saratoga coming in, that while they only handle about $400,000 a day, those are lucrative dates because it's the month of August, and it takes away over $2 million that would have come to the South to support live racing.
Yeah.
Not just at Del Mar, because that money's divided up between Del Mar, Los Alamitos, and Santa Anita, and really help the horsemen here that are really doing it 52 weeks a year as opposed to a fair that's giving out really very low purses. And I went back and I looked in 2024, the last summer that Humboldt actually had race dates, and the average number of horses per race day in 2024, when they had 8 days of racing, was 37 horses per day, Mike. And half of those are coming from outside of California, mainly from Oregon. And so, you know, when you look at the value chain and really the value proposition of what it means.
No-brainer, Bill.
Yeah. And the other thing, Mike, people brought up, and, you know, I didn't get a chance to speak to it, but they said, well, about the California breeding program? And my answer to that is, yeah, what about it? No one's breeding a horse, and no disrespect to Humboldt, but no one's breeding a horse to run it at the Humboldt County Fair for a purse of $10,000 or less or something like that. It's just not, it's not plausible. Nobody, everybody knows that, but nobody really wants to say that, but it's true. Nobody's breeding to run at Humboldt, which is running 12 days a year. So it would be a standalone because obviously Tahama District Fair, that was dismissed. It maybe took a little bit longer than it needed, but the, you know, they haven't had racing there in over 40 years, and they popped, and they only have a 4 day fair,
Bill,
and they were looking for 4 weeks of racing.
Yeah, so, look, it's a move to come in on the host fees. It's so obvious, and I'll say this, man, I greatly lament the end of Golden Gate Fields, and I want to acknowledge losing Golden Gate, Bill, is a huge hit to our breeding industry here in California, because so many of the horses bred over the years, Bill, they just don't fit down here. They're not going to fit down here. And in talking to people, I say, yeah, now you know, we've got the major leagues here, Santa Anita, Del Mar, Los Alamitos, but now we have no farm system. And losing Golden Gate was so unfortunate, but market conditions necessitated it. And it's sad that, hopefully someday we can turn back the clock. But as you said, we're hoping to have racing back in the north someday, but just not today, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you're right about Golden Gate, but then you multiply that by the pain of that by trying to replace it with something that,
you know
isn't going to. So that's the issue. Bay Meadows closed in 2008, and then we lose Golden Gate. So, you know, those are the two anchor tracks that were in the north. We gave it a shot with Golden State Racing at Pleasanton, and
it flopped. Hey, Bill, my producer engineer Chris Monreal screaming at me, Mike, you're supposed to take breaks on time. You've gotten lazy. You're sloppy. So I want to end this segment with this, Bill. What is going on with racing on demand machines, the ones that our California State Attorney General had removed by armed security forces a little over a month ago at Santa Anita? What is going on? Is there any chance of getting these things back in the next 10 years?
Well, we're going to see how it plays out, Mike. I mean, Los Angeles Turf Club did fire back, and they'll get their day in court and, you know, test the legality of whether, you know, 3x3 paramutual methodology that really, you know, speaks to the way these terminals work. It isn't a houseback game. It's a paramutual game. So hopefully we can get that that day in court sooner rather than later and see where it goes. So I think it's too early to say, but, you know, we're going to find out. Hopefully, within maybe the next year, about whether we can move forward or not.
And for the time being, we really need to try and build upon what we're doing, and that includes the Ship and Win program, so vital to our long-term success. Bill Nader, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet. We'll step aside a little bit late. John Lindo next up, then Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos. No Matt DeSantis today, unfortunately, from New York. But we'll have plenty of time with both John and Orlando. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. My name is Mike Wilman. Sincere thanks to my producer board op here this morning, Mr. Chris Monreal, doing the show live from the Big A every Sunday from 8 to 10. Let's get to the phones and say hello to John Lindo down in Carlsbad. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Doing real well. So much ground to cover here. First things first, the CTBA with their annual awards dinner banquet tomorrow night here in Arcadia. And they've got a couple of Hall of Fame jockeys that they're going to be welcoming aboard, and they're putting them into the CTBA Hall of Fame. Mike Smith, Chris McCarron, they're also inducting Gary Stevens, who won't be able to make it. But it's always a lot of fun. It's emceed by Frank Miramati. And Horse of the Year finalists, this is going to be real interesting. Lovesick Blues, winner of the Grade 1 Bing Crosby last summer, comes off a big effort in Saudi Arabia. It's on now to the Golden Shaheen, apparently, in Dubai at the end of the month. He's up against Manna Rose, has just been a win machine for Jeff Mullins. And Almond Joy, a daughter of Om, trained by Aggie Ordonez, a graded stakes winner. That's going to be an interesting race there for Horse of the Year here among the California breds, John.
It sure will. You know, Lovesick Blues won the Grade 1 Bing Crosby last year, so you win a Grade 1 as a cowbred, that's something.
It's
and we've
huge.
Seen how good Manna Rose is during this winter meet at Santa Anita. And the summer that Almond Joy had at Del Mar last year, stepping up from coming down from Northern California, three very accomplished cowbreds, did a lot of good. You see a lot of ones by their name, and that's what you want to see.
No question about it. And, John, one other thing I mentioned it a few minutes ago, litmus test. The second choice on the morning line today in the Grade 2 $1 million Rebel at Oaklawn Park. That's the 11th at a mile and a 16th. He's going to be carrying the banner for Los Alamitos Racecourse today. He's been idle since winning the Grade 2 Los Al Futurity on December 13th. We've seen so many top horses, courtesy primarily of Bob Baffert, but also Art Sherman, you think of California Chrome, come through Los Alamitos. We're so fortunate to have Los Al here in the role they play, in this racing ecosystem now in Southern California.
Well, we just go back a year ago. How about journalism? He won it, and now he's going to come back to win the Preakness as a three-year-old. So it's a great spot, and those horses go on and do well. And, you've got to bring a racehorse there to win those Grade 2 Futurities and Starlets and whatnot over at Los Alamitos.
And, John, always encourage folks to get up to the South Point any time of the year. March Madness coming up. I heard from Steve Johnson. He heads up everything in the race book there. He said, Mike, we had a great Fountain of Youth Day. Let everybody know, though, rooms are going to be limited next week as they've got a sold-out event, their $2 million bingo extravaganza. He says, send everybody to the website. They've got so many promotions going on, what they call the most massive madness party in Las Vegas. Incredibly reasonable pricing on food and drink there at the South Point. You never pay to park, and there's no admission to sit in the race or the sports book at the South Point. Encourage everybody, give Steve Johnson a call, 866-780-7223.
Yeah, and that website is southpointcasino.com, Mike, and you're right. The free parking, the viewing parties are free. You're going to see the prices on the food and beverages are discounted. It really is a fan-friendly place to go and watch and wager on the March Madness. If you're a basketball fan, nothing like that first weekend where they're playing Thursday through Sunday, morning till night. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, John, I want to just encourage everybody to go to the Santa Anita website as well. Through 28 days, you can check the jockey and trainer standings, everything going on. It's unfortunate. You know, we had that first race on Friday declared a no contest, and it kind of overshadowed a little bit a huge day for Amicial Jaramillo, recently arrived from South Florida. Tom Canoost hustling his book. He had four wins on the day Friday. Jaramillo had another one yesterday. So coming into today, and Juan Hernandez idle, this is the last day of a riding suspension, they're dead heated atop the standings at 27. So things are really getting interesting.
I mean, it's a huge start. You have a guy coming in, never ridden in Southern California, Amicial Jaramillo.
Minimal name recognition. Absolutely right. Minimal. You know.
But the guys in Florida, he's an aggressive rider. He puts horses in the race. He fits California style. and he got together with a terrific agent in Tom Canoes, and the ties with the trainer Doug O'Neill, they hit the ground running. You start winning races, other guys start calling too, and it's just snowballed. And he's doing a terrific job. I like watching him race. He pops horses out of the gate. He puts them in a place where they can run well. And that's what you need to do in Southern California. You can't let them take the fight to you. You've got to take the fight to them.
And, John, again, through, 28 racing days, Doug O'Neill, he's four up on Bob Baffert, 21-17 in the trainer standings. Then Jeff Mullins, George Papapodromo next at 16. Mark Glatt with 15. Michael McCarthy has got 13, then down to Phil D'Amato at 11. Steve Knapp's got 10 wins, and he's the CTBA trainer of the year for last year. So both colonies, we're seeing plenty of depth and a lot of good racing right now.
We really have, and we've got a new face in the jocks room. Vicente El Cid, who was the leading rider at Delta Downs, I think he was winning at something like 28% down there.
Right.
He's joined the local colony. He's had a couple of mounts to get started, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he looks like on a horse and how he does out here. I know he's been working with some horses from Peter Miller, and so we'll see if that becomes an up-and-coming jockey and trainer combination.
That's all well and good, but I do have a little bit of a bone to pick with you this morning, John. You know, I talk a lot about Kevin Modesty, just incredible coverage of racing year-round in the Southern California News Group papers. Another great column on Friday, but he continues to quote a couple of guys from Thoroughbred LA, and I'm never one of them. It's always Bob Ike and John Lindo. Last Friday, you guys were talking about the Pick Six carryover. Kevin, you know, he drilled down into the history of the Pick Six. Marge Everett deserves a lot of credit. She patterned what was called the Hollywood sweeps initially after the old 5-10 at Caliente, but we had a double carryover into Friday at Santa Anita. That was the news peg for what Kevin went after in the column. Anyway, enjoyed both of your quotes, really.
Well, you know, that's basically where the Pick Six has got started in Southern California. And when you got those carryovers, you know, everybody's always jumped into the pools out here in California. And like I said to Kevin, he was asking, well, what do you think? Has it lost some of the luster? Well, to me, any wager with a discounted takeout, and that's what a carryover does, it reduces the takeout or the cost of the wager to the horse player. That's a good thing. So you have to at least take a second look. And if you can put a ticket together that makes sense and, you know, that you think is viable, then, you have to play.
The problem is, though, John, it's just been diluted down. And, you know, we had that run of the jackpot stuff. We're finally rid of that, but as Bob Ike pointed out, he said he didn't think that it creates much buzz at all because the carryover pools are sometimes as low as 25,000 to 30,000. It's not like the old days, at least not yet, John.
No, but when you have a 2-day at 198,000,
that's different.
Your head and you take a look, exactly. And yeah, it's all, you know, it's all risk and reward. If it makes business sense, like anything else, you have to treat the wagers the same way.
100%. Well, let's treat our money the same way. Can we make some today, John?
We'll try. Let's go down to the ninth and final at Santa Anita. Ninth race today. Number 8, Call Me Sir, was beaten less than 2 lengths in the Unusual Heat Turf Classic. Drops into a starter allowance condition today. From the outside post, there isn't much speed in here. I think Call Me Sir works out a good stocking trip from the outside. Kazushi Kimura right there, one win behind the leading jockeys at Santa Anita. 7-2 on the program. Number 8, Call Me Sir, race number 9, Santa Anita.
Okay, hey, John, thanks so much. Encourage everybody. Go to today's Racing Digest. They can get your stuff, Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and, of course, the Lindo Report available free of charge every racing day up there at the South Point.
You got it, Mike. Talk to you next week.
Take care. And listen, before we step aside, just want to say this, folks. If you happen to be a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We'll go ahead and take a quick timeout. Coming back strong with Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos Racecourse, the voice of Santa Anita, Frank Miramonte, straight ahead, top of the next hour. Don't go away.
Wish I would make on a- Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick Six promotion. We'll either have a Pick Six carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick Six pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick Fours. Our Pick Four pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade One Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th, featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus trials to the Grade One Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade Two El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
So you can see.
What's going on?
Welcome back. Hour one, Thurgood, Los Angeles. Let's get down Catella here. We're at the Big A. And get over to Los Alamitos Racecourse. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Heads up the publicity efforts there at night, daytime as well, you name it. Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I see you have a pick six carryover coming into tonight. Eight races, you get underway at 5:15.
Yeah, Mike, we have Dr. Ulrich gets to save up $10,000 this Sunday. But, hey, the carryover, $10,006, so the fans still going to get $10,000 extra to play into the pick six. Like you mentioned, Mike, first post is 5:15 p.m., and the first race of that pick six sequence gets underway at 6:11 p.m., a solid seven runners to kick off that sequence. And just like how we've been doing in the promo when we add the 10,000, we should have a pool of a total pool of around $60,000. Mm-hmm. In fact, when we have a carryover of around 10,000, the pool actually is a little bit bigger than when we add the $10,000 promo. So solid pool tonight. Like I mentioned, 6:11 for the first leg of that sequence. Should be a good night of racing, and aided big time by this carryover.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I don't want to go any further, Orlando, without you guys taking a little bit of a bow. You got one of the A-list three-year-olds coming out of the Los Alamitos Futurity. He hasn't run since winning it. His name is Litmus Test. Flavion Pratt's going to ride him today at Oaklawn Park in the $1 million Rebel, and I know you guys will be rooting for him.
Absolutely. Actually, was looking at the list of the top contenders for the Kentucky Derby earlier this week, and I saw him, but he was in the 6th, 7th, 8th range, and, you know, that definitely makes me smile. We've had some really good runners come out of the Los Alamitos Futurity and Litmus Test. Another solid contender, and you are right, Mike, always cheering for those Los Alamitos Futurity winners to go and do well. They've done well in the Santa Anita Derby. They've done well in some of the races here locally. Now looking forward to seeing this horse compete tonight.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, let's talk a little bit more about tonight. You got 34 two-year-olds running in a total of four trials to what's called the $98,500 main stakes. Talk about those races if you can.
Yeah, I was going to recap the winner. Those races, that final actually happened last week.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Cheap Bar ended up winning the race in a big way. Nothing cheap about the win last week. In fact, I was talking all about Hell on Wheels B as the horse to beat. In Martina Riaga, who a young pilot who has really come into his own this season, actually began last year really making some noise with a beautiful ride aboard Cheap Bar, and he got the victory there. And Martina Riaga last night picked up another nice quarter horse win as well in the final race on the car aboard Competent for trainer Mike Castleman. So right now, mm-hmm. that combination, Martina Riaga and Mike Castleman, one of the best here at Los Alamitos, Martine, is the co-leader in the quarter horse standings with 5 victories. And Mike Castleman is the leading trainer here with 7 wins and also has started the most quarter horses so far this meet. And I know Mike Castleman, he's very, very humbled. If you tell him, hey, you're the leading trainer at Los Al right now, he would just totally downplay it. But he's having a tremendous season. And Martina Riaga, a nice part of it. You know, Riaga, over the years, he's ridden some really nice horses, including Cattail Cove, to several stakes wins. Mayor Humdinger, he won the Governor's Cup Futurity for Castleman last year. And now riding nice horses like Cheap Bar. And even though that was the maiden stakes, he proved a lot because he had to chase Hell on Wheels V. And the trainer, Juan Aleman, entered this horse into the Los Alamitos Super Derby trials that will be happening later this year. So they think a lot of this horse. And hopefully Martina Riaga continues his uprise and keeps that mount and continues to do well like he's been doing this season.
Orlando, before we get a best bet on the 8-race card tonight at Los Al, you told me in a text that you had your first group of juvenile gateworks yesterday morning at Los Alamitos, and these are so important for people handicapping races that they're going to be entered in. I know those works will be available at losalamitos.com.
Yeah, they'll be available later today. And, you know, with the rain, they kind of got a little bit of a late start, but now they are rolling. Once they start, when those first few two-year-olds start working, then we see the gates flood, and we'll see a lot of two-year-olds come out and watch him. You can sit at Schwanee's at the grill, order some breakfast, watch those workouts go. Right now we're having gate works on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Great way to rub elbows there with the trainers, the owners. A lot of owners come out, especially on Saturday, to see their babies run. And already we've seen some nice juveniles coming out. The 2012 kindergarten winner, Blackberry Check, has a baby that worked yesterday and did it nicely. Had the bullet work at 12.2. So we'll start seeing some really nice runners, and we'll have all those gate works on our website, losalamitos.com. A great way to start to getting to know these two-year-olds before they make their debut.
Okay, let's get to it. Eight races tonight. You get underway at 5:15 Pacific. Where do you want to go for a best bet?
You know, I'm going to go to race number eight, number six, CM Jesse B at Cowboy. Not a big price. It's 2-1 only, but this horse just looks like a standout here in race number eight. The distance won't be a problem. This horse qualified to the Golden State Derby. So that race, he had a little bit of a lull in form, but he was facing really good horses, including Show and Tell Cartel, who we'll be seeing in next week's Brad McKenzie. Last race finished a solid second against another older horse. Now CM Just a Cowboy will be looking for a nice score from the outside post, like the post. I'll go in race number eight with the six, CM Just be a Cowboy at 2-1 for our owner, Randy Dickerson.
Thanks, Orlando. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos.
Thank you, Mike.
We've blown right by the top of the hour. We'll try and make up for it. Folks, this is AM 830, the home of Angels baseball and so much more. Stay with us. Frank Miramati, track announcer at Santa Anita, Saratoga Race Course, joins us right out of the break.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th, featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland.
Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the San Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of Mares Bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
The rider, Native Diver, is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's gonna win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us wherever you may be listening this morning, and however, either live on AM 830 Angels Radio or via the internet at thoroughbredla.com. You can catch us live and archived. A whole lot of people do nationwide. Speaking of nationwide, this guy, Frank Miramati, he's nationwide himself, kind of like ZZ Top used to say, the voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga Racecourse, and a good friend. Frank, good morning. You're nearing the halfway point. How you holding up?
I'm full of run. I mean, we just got started. We had those delays here and there. Sunny skies, suddenly wearing a short-sleeve shirt to work with the heat yesterday, but feeling good. And, you know, the meet, a lot of big days ahead, including my favorite race forever. It has to be the Big Cap. And, of course, Santa Anita Derby not far behind. So we saw a nice Santa Anita Derby candidate finally put it together the other day here for Bob Baffert, and got a huge number, and deservedly so. He's a big, good-looking horse. That Cherokee Nation looked great the other day, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and he was up against a stablemate. Was it Windsor Gate? Was that his name?
It was Winston Ave, actually.
Winston Avenue, I'm sorry. But, he ran.
Went to the backstretch. I mean, this horse was like, you know, it's like a big brother over a little baby. I mean, that was unbelievable.
He ran off the monitor, you know, with Kazushi Kimura. I meant to mention this. I said earlier that Amici Al-Jaramillo, what an impact he's had. He had a four-win day on Friday. He and Juan Hernandez, who's sidelined now, the last day of a little riding suspension for Juan. They're dead heated at 27. But Kimura's just one back at 26. We got a heck of a jockey's race, Frank.
We do. And those three are all very talented. You know, you got to beat Juan to collect. But Kazushi has been exceptional, and he's just a solid rider. He's very, you know, he's a focused guy, and his results speak for themselves. He's fantastic. And Jaramillo, just you know, what can you say? Winners win, and he wins a lot of races, and he's very effective on the front end, but he has shown that he can come from behind too, so he's versatile. We've got a nice jockey colony here, and it's going to be very interesting. Florent Giroux has gotten a good start. He's getting rolling, and, of course, Humberto on the sidelines, but we all miss him, and we wish him well and look forward to his return as well. But very fun jockey colony. You can go up the whole list. And you'll find good things to say. A couple of Hall of Famers out there, too, so it's good stuff.
And I want to correct myself. Cherokee Nation on Friday was ridden by Amici Al-Jaramillo, and he ended up with four on the day. And that said, I want to ask you, what's your opinion of Litmus Test? Haven't seen him since the Los Alamitos Futurity. He'll be center stage in the $1 million Rebel today at Oaklawn, Frank. How good is he, do you think?
I think this is a day that he is going to have his coming out party. I can tell you that I believe without any question he will be the favorite in that race, and I feel very strongly about his performance. He's training exceptionally well. The connections are flying in. There's private planes coming from all over for this. And, Hot Springs, wherever they land for the private planes and Hot Springs will be busy with some wealthy ownership groups that are going to be there to cheer on Litmus Test. I expect him to win, and I expect him to be much closer to 6-5 than 7-2.
Oh, wow. Blackout Times, the morning line favorite, Kenny McPeak at 8-5. And Litmus Test, as you noted, 7-2. That race goes at 5:23 Central. I want to get back to Friday, though, Frank, because, I mean, you've seen a whole lot of things in your career as an announcer and way before that as a fan and so on. But what happened Friday in the first race? I know you said during the call, this is a visual I haven't seen before, words to that effect. George Papadromos can't say that, had the rail with Florent Giroux going 1 1/8 on turf, and it looked like she got a little bit claustrophobic in there. And take it from there, Frank. What happened?
Well, she broke through the temporary rail. I actually didn't see it when it happened live. I saw it a few jumps later when I was looking like, what is this? But I'm not a fan of using the word I in race calls. I cringe when any announcer says I at any point in time. And so I did slip there. But it was just so ridiculous what I was watching that I just couldn't believe it. So she broke inside the rail. And, you know, look, we know Papadromos is pretty hot right now, but I guess his horses are laser focused. Maybe she wanted to save some ground and get rid of some weight off her back because she was running and she was competing. And it was kind of, right, in a way, it, you know, if it wasn't the fact that it was dangerous, it would be quite entertaining, but it certainly was furthest thing from entertaining. But you could see the jockeys looking over their left shoulder to see what was going on. And I just couldn't help. I mean, my binoculars are right on the leader, and, like, you see this horse right inside. And I said, I've never seen this before. And then right after I said that, the phone rang from the stewards. And I was thinking to myself, my first thought, this better not be a call that was intended for the placing judges to put up the inquiry sign, or I'm going to have to really restrain my commentary. But it was the call to cancel the race. And Kim Sawyer told me we're canceling this race. So I hung up immediately, and I got on there, and I just started to, you know, try to get that message across. So I'm glad that went smoothly. We were able to get everyone pulled up because the temporary rail pieces of it were in the stretch. So without any question, that was the move that had to be made.
Yeah.
You know, thank goodness everyone was okay. But that was very strange. I happened to run into Florent later that night, and he was telling me about the whole experience. And that was something he had never seen either. So very strange, but thankfully everyone was okay. And look, a lot of people were able to accomplish something that's not always that easy, and that is they were alive in the pick five after
the
first leg.
I knew you were going to say that.
It turned into an all, so you can't cry too hard if you can get through the first leg. So all the other bets were refunded, but that was something that that was very strange. But it's just amazing, you know, when you see horses, they know their job, and you know, she wanted to win, and that was quite a spectacle.
And good news is, you mentioned you ran into the jock, Florent Garou. He was okay, and the filly can't say that. A three-year-old daughter of Vino Rosso apparently just had some scrapes and no worse for wear, and, you know, they'll just try and address that. But obviously, she didn't really like being down inside there and decided to exit stage left, Frank.
Exactly. Snagglepuss was in the house.
Frank, you're going to be emceeing, as you always do, the annual CDBA awards dinner banquet tomorrow night at the Le Meridien, right next to the track there at Santa Anita. A lot going on. I want to encourage folks, if you want to meet a couple of Hall of Fame jockeys, they're going into the CTBA Hall of Fame tomorrow night. This is a way you can do it in a casual setting. There's, you know, a cocktail reception before the event. Go to ctba.com. And, Frank, you're more than worth the price of admission, but those two Hall of Fame jocks that are going to be able to be there, Mike Smith and Chris McCarron, and we don't see that much of CJ anymore. Gary Stevens also going into the Hall of Fame, but he won't be there tomorrow night. Frank, it's always a lot of fun, and I know you'll have some new material to try out on the horseman.
You know, I used to be a lot funnier before I worked for Santa Anita and Saratoga. I could go a little bit more on the edge, so I'm not nearly as humorous as I used to be, but we will have some fun. And certainly I've got some great memories and stories for both those jockeys that we'll see. And, of course, Gary Stevens, my love for him is extremely well documented. He rode some of my all-time favorite horses, Farm Away, Winning Colors, and Golden Pheasant, to name a few, and Stormy But Valid. I mean, I don't think you can get a better list of Frank's favorite horses. And Distorted Humor. I mean, seriously, it's almost like if you looked at my top 10, Gary rode most of them. And Chris did ride Golden Pheasant several times, including his U.S. debut, which is a memory I will always have etched in my mind. And I really believe Golden Pheasant really helped inspire me becoming an announcer. I won't bore your audience with that whole thing. But his U.S. debut in a race where he beat Fly Till Dawn and Canitor and some others had a huge impact on me. And
Frank, he was owned in part, I believe, by Wayne Gretzky, right, along with Bruce McNall?
Yeah. Yes.
Trained by the Bald Eagle.
100%. And the great Tim Yakteen, I only found this out a couple of years ago, the great Tim Yakteen accompanied him to the Japan Cup where he won. Charlie wasn't going anywhere near there based on his military past and his philosophy, so it was all Tim, and Tim did a great job. And I've had long conversations with Gary about Golden Pheasant, and just a horse that I'm just so fond of. In fact, I met Wayne Gretzky at spring training now. I met him when I was working at Turf Paradise, so this would have been early 2009, at a place that's no longer there called the Italian Grotto. I also met bench coach for the Dodgers, Bob Schaefer, who became a really good friend that night. Yeah. But anyway, when I met Wayne, of course, you meet the great one, you're going to want to talk about the ice, and certainly I've sweated a puck game or two out in my time. You can rest assured I've looked for the red light and looked to avoid that red light as well. But I didn't talk one word about hockey. I said, Wayne, I got to talk to you about your horse, Golden Pheasant, my favorite horse, literally. I mean, I've had, you know, I mean, spectacular. It's the greatest horse I've ever seen. But Golden Pheasant is my favorite horse without any question. And we talked about it, and he said, hey, what was the name of that Canadian horse? So that was With Approval. I mean, he was so impressed that I knew With Approval. He would have been unimpressed that I've watched that race hundreds of times, which is maybe a little bit over the top. But I have watched that Arlington Million so many, many times. But that was great meeting Wayne Gretzky.
Frank, I met the great one along with McNall. I didn't even know they were there. It was early on a Thursday morning. It wasn't that early, but way before the races. They were out there for Turf Works, and they wanted to watch from the press box. So I come walking down. I'm just doing a little prep, getting ready for the day. And here they are. Said, hey, you know, I said to Wayne, and I was like real serious, how's your trainer working out? Of course, it was Charlie Whittingham. And they laughed, you know. But what those were great times, you know. You had all that synergy there with the Forum and the Lakers. They used to be at the races all the time back in the day. Those were good times. And I don't know if Wayne's involved in racing anymore or not, but it'd be great to get him back if he's not.
Yeah, I haven't seen his silks in some time, but that was a great memory, and certainly those guys. Mike Smith, too, I always say this. I've said it at the CTBA before, but, you know, one of my favorite memories of Mike Smith is when Zenyatta was on that big run toward the end of her campaign before the second Breeders' Cup. I was walking in working for TVG on the set that – I was actually on the set when she made her debut, too, which was really nice. But I was working that day, and this SUV pulls up next to me, and the guy rolls down the window, and it's Mike Smith saying, hey, Frank, have a great day today. I'm like, wow, what a cool cat. And that, you know, those are the things that have impact on fans and people. When guys that are on a pedestal, you know, they show you that they're just normal, very nice people. And Mike Smith is certainly pure class, and just very happy for him to get this honor, which, of course, let's face it, these honors are a little bit late coming from the CTBA, but it's a very special group of people that are in the CTBA Hall of Fame. And to have Gary Stevens, Chris McCarron, and Mike Smith going in makes Monday night just another phenomenal thing. And we have some other new winners and some great connections that are going to be put in. It's going to be a fun night. And you make a good point. And I would say this to the fans year in and year out. There's only a few seats, if any, left for tonight, for tomorrow night. But I will say that this is something where, you know, you spend a couple hundred dollars, you get a great meal, but more importantly, you get to mingle during the
get a great experience.
Great reception. You get to meet these people that you are admiring. You know, these are guys that I've gotten their autographs. You know, and Chris McCarron, I told him when I was talking to him about, you know, basically begging him to come out here. I was telling him where I got his autograph, Promising Gal at Del Mar, and Happy Bride one day at Santa Anita. And then when Chris and I talked on the phone, we were talking about old horses like Crimson Commander. And it just brings back the days of my high school when I was so into it. And my only objective every day, every weekend, who can drive me to Santa Anita or Hollywood Park before I was driving? And I mean, that was my job, is to pay someone for gas. And I'm so happy about all the people I aggravated over the years to get out there, because now I have to be there every day, which is hilarious.
Frank, I just flashed on something while you're talking. I can't help myself. Those days when you were just a little fledgling fan and everything else, you were an apprentice, Eddie from Alhambra, Frank. That was Eddie's deal.
I was certainly in the same weight category, that's for
I
sure.
I don't know about that.
I was a big boy from the beginning. But, look, I took the RTD bus from Beverly Hills. It was right in front of Toyorama on Robertson and Wilshire, and with a bunch of old men going to the track, and then you have to beg one of them
to be my dad.
You know, be my dad. Then one time I couldn't have a dad, so I just walked up to the turnstile. I go, Dad, wait, and I just went under the turnstile. And then I couldn't buy a program because I was trying to avoid everyone. But a couple of great stories about that. You know, I was actually apprehended by the Hollywood Park Security Department. My brother and I were at the track one day. They were looking for our guardian, and they took us into security, and they put me in some room that had a TV on, and I had $5 to win on Spence Bay. He was the four horse that day. And, like, I looked at the TV, and it was a Hispanic show on with, like, it was one of those TVs with antennas and foil and everything, just trying to get a signal. And I had to change the channel. And I remember watching Spence Bay crush that field and watching a lot of those gray bubbles in the background as I could barely hear the call. But those are great memories, and I'm happy now that I had to deal with them because, of course, as you know, I got to call my first race there later in life. So these are memories that stay in, and I think about every day I go to work.
Frank, just great having you on. Folks, this is Frank Miramonte. He'll be emceeing the CTBA Awards dinner tomorrow night at the La Meridian Hotel in Arcadia. And he'll be calling the races today at Santa Anita, all nine of them, beginning at 12:30. I want to put you out on a limb, Frank. Go ahead and irritate somebody. We've got three very legitimate candidates for California Bred Horse of the Year. It's going to be decided tomorrow night. Lovesick Blues, a winner of the Grade 1 Bing Crosby, had a heck of a year for Labrado Baracchio. Man of Rose, a win machine for Jeff Mullins, a homebred horse. And Almond Joy, a daughter of Om, trained by Aggie Ordonez. She alone, a great story in this game. If you had a vote, who's it going to be?
I can't say because I do know the winner. The reason is I don't want to say something and disclose anything.
Oh, you'd really irritate somebody.
Envelope. May I have the envelope, please?
Yeah.
I've been informed what the envelope reads, so I won't say anything. But
your opinion's embargoed. I understand.
I can't say anything. But outstanding candidates for the job. And I do agree that Aggie's story is great. Her interviews are phenomenal. And what a ride Kent DeSormo put on yesterday. How about that? That's where
– For Aggie.
That is where jockeys – can make a difference. And he put a Hall of Fame clinic on those boys yesterday by just not making it comfortable inside and just willing his horse for Aggie to the winner's circle. And congrats to my man Rene Amesqua, who's doing a great job with him, and Armando Aguilar getting a couple of good W's yesterday. But Kent DeSormo, I love when jockeys make a difference. That's the key. You can't make a slow horse fast, but you can make a difference.
Yes, sir.
And that ride yesterday was just vintage. And those are the kinds of things that fans can appreciate out there is athleticism at its highest level.
And Frank, we're going to be honoring Trainer of the Year tomorrow night as well, Steve Knapp. Much deserved. Frank, enjoy it. I know everybody there is going to enjoy it. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk soon. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity.
You bet. Next up, Andy Harrington, private clocker on behalf of National Turf. Hey, Andy, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, Frank just went out on a limb. He said Litmus Test is going to be the post-time favorite in the $1 million Rebel today at Oaklawn. That's the 11th. He's the second choice at 7-2 on the line. We haven't seen him in the afternoon since December 13th when he won the Grade 2 Los Alamitos Futurity. But you've seen all of his works in the interim at Santa Anita. How good is he right now?
I think he's doing excellent. I think he is, at least unless Cherokee Nation, who won a maiden race a very quick time this past week for Mr. Baffert, steps even more forward. I think he's number one down there. He's definitely the horse that will get as long as they card them. So the distance will be no problem. Any further distance won't be a problem in my mind. He's been with various horses in Bob's barn. He's generally been best. He always gallops out with like he's got more in the tank. I think he'll run his best race today. And obviously Bob knows how to win that race for sure.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, these two horses head up against each other. Cherokee Nation broke his maiden going a mile on Friday in 134-2 up against Litmus Test down the line. Who do you think is going to be the best three-year-old?
I think Litmus Test is a better horse. You know, but the thing with Cherokee Nation, it's a big, tall, rangy sort. It's taken a while to find himself, and obviously he found himself the other day. So it was much more keen near the lead with Laurent Giraud. I think that's a really good way to ride this horse because he's got a really high cruising speed. He can run really fast if he's got good position. He's just been kind of green, and you know, like I said, he's a really tall, somewhat a horse that's had to grow into himself. So I could see improvement, but right now, I don't know, but down the road – I know it's 50-50, but right now Litmus Test seems like a more put-together horse mentally and physically for Baffert. But, and they're running out of time, obviously. We're getting very close.
Oh, yeah.
It's time.
Cutting
is,
it pretty close.
Really. So, but I don't – the Cherokee Nation has all the right to run with the big boys around here. I that was not a fluke on Friday.
We remember Baffert cutting it close for the horse named Justify. He not only won the Derby, he won the Triple Crown. Nine of them today, Andy Harrington. We get underway at 12:30. Who's your best bet for radio?
All right, let's go to the sixth race. Got a horse coming off a layoff and a barn change. Elsa Dutton for the aforementioned Steve Knapp barn. Had a really nice series of drills for a maiden $20,000 horse. It's the eight-horse senior in the sixth race. And I think at 3-1, I think it's going to run socks off in here. So we're going to go with Elsa Dutton in the sixth race for the Steve Knapp barn.
Okay. Armando Ayuso having a heck of a meet. Got 20 wins overall coming into today. Tell us about the website, nationalturf.com.
Sure, just go to nationalturf.com. I got a scouting report on all the horses on a race card. Give you some grades, give you a little more information to go to the racetrack with.
Andy, thanks so much. Have a great day and good luck.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, we'll take a quick time out and we'll be back real quick. Bruce Finkelstein, an absolutely tremendous day yesterday at Gulfstream Park. Had a winner on air with us from Gulfstream last Sunday, paid $860. So we hope he continues seeing the ball with us here in just a couple of minutes. Bob Mazursky next, then Toby Callett, Jonathan Hardoon, final segment. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
It's the hardest thing with good old may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the sea may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a programming note. Trent Rush with Angels warm-up coming your way at 11:30. and it's Dodgers Angels from Camelback Ranch at about 12:10 today, right here on AM 830. Terry Smith and Trent Rush will have the play-by-play for you today. And listen, again, I want to remind everybody, if you happen to be a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Right now we go to Las Vegas and say hello to our red-hot handicapper, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of betonbruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. Going to break. I noted, you were on fire yesterday at Gulfstream. First of all, though, on behalf of the listeners, great job last Sunday at Gulfstream. Horse by the name of Equitas paid $8.60. But, man, you got hot late. You had 5 out of the last 9 race winners on top, including Cruise the Nile at $9.80, Just Basking at $29, and that $2 exacta paid $127 even, She Be Smooth at $13.60, and a $1 pick 3, 10-12, races 10 through 12, that paid $540 on a $24 sheet. Man, that is some great handicapping, Bruce.
I appreciate it, Mike. That was a fun day. You know, these big days are, you get up for them, and, you know, you handicap them way in advance, and you put a lot of time into them. And it just really, they offer so much value, the field size and the quality. You know, you could find something that's not that crazy, and it pays. So those huge days are, you know, horse players really need to keep looking at those big days because, like I said, they really – they can be super profitable.
And in the interim, we're just, you know, we really talk a lot about the need for inventory. I mean, you've just got to have depth. Yeah. And I can tell you from having been in the game from a lot of different angles, Bruce, owning broodmares over the years, stood a stallion. We came close to hitting with him, McCann's Mojave. You got to have babies on the ground. So many things happen. They never get to the races. Or they do, and things come up, and so on and so forth. But you just got to have numbers to provide the product, the kind of product that the people that make the game go, the bettors, want to play.
And the real challenge in California the last several years is to trying to get stables to come here and to stay here for a Santa Anita meet. Once upon a time, there were several of them, and at Del Mar, that really contributed, but because of the purse structure now and the travel and all the issues, we're not getting those out-of-town horses enough, Mike, and that is also hurting the field size from day to day.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and the way you address that is with purse money.
Yeah.
You know, summertime, you see what they're going to be able to do with maiden two-year-old races on dirt at Del Mar, $100,000 plus. These are the kind of things, and, of course, the Ship and Win program, it's in play year-round, but it really comes into focus at Del Mar in the summertime. And, you know, trainers are our greatest agents, our greatest ambassadors, because they are the ones talking to the owners, hustling, if you will. Hey, I admit it. That's what you have to do with the people writing the checks.
Yeah, and you were talking about purses. I mean, you know, you look at, Kentucky and some of the, even New York, you know, you're getting allowance races that are $100,000 purses. We're looking at graded stakes races at that same level. Grade 3 races, $100,000. So you can run in an easy race. It's just hard to sell, you know, economically to ship to Southern California. Just got to get those purses up and, you know, the handle has to, you know, it's a complex problem, but, you know, hopefully we can get these purses to keep going up and bring horses back to Southern California.
As Barry Abrams used to say, I understand that, and we do, but it ain't easy. Hey, Bruce, let's go ahead and talk about the now, and that is today. I don't know where your first selection out of town is going to be, but I want to put you on the spot. What about litmus test for Baffert in the Rebel today? Blackout time, Kenny McPeak, super impressive maiden win. Going a mile way back in August at Ellis Park. ran second in the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity in early October. Been on the bench now. He's going to be reunited with Brian Hernandez, who was up for the maiden win. But what do you make of this race, and how good do you think is Litmus Test?
I agree with Frank Miramati on this one. I think Litmus Test is going to get bet way down. I don't know if it's going to be 6-5, but you know, from his rail position, Mike, he could probably make the lead. There's not a tremendous amount of speed in here. I think the play here is to bet against Blackout Time. He hasn't been out since the Breeders' Cup Futurity. I believe he was a scratch, right, for the Breeders' Cup Futurity.
Yes,
Breeders
he was.
Race for 2-year-olds.
Right?
And he has been away since October. And for a 2-year-old, that's a long time, actually. So if you're going to play, I think that's one of the angles. Definitely a must-use is Litmus Test, a major contender. And I would try to beat and just leave out completely Blackout Time. Maybe down the road he'll be okay, but I think today he's highly suspect.
See, Frank Miramati, he's got Baffert's guest list. So, I mean, that ownership contingent is probably about 20 deep, and they're all multi-hundred millionaires or whatever. So Frank's got a pretty good idea of the money that's going to be laid down at Oaklawn today.
Yeah. And Baffert's won this race a couple of times.
Yeah, I think eight.
He kind of owns this race.
Something like that. All right, where do you want to go for your first selection, Bruce?
Well, let's stay at Oaklawn Park, and let's go to the other. How about the other feature race, Mike? Not a bad one. The Honeybee Stakes, only $750,000 in the ninth race today. I'm going to give you a horse that's going to get bet way down from its morning line, but still will be playable, and that's the two-horse Sneaky Good for Brad Cox. She won her first two starts sprinting, and she looked sensational in both starts. She was a little disappointing in the Forward Gal Stakes at Gulfstream. I thought maybe Gaffleon maybe wasn't quite aggressive enough. She fell way back, further back than expected, and she was caught super wide on the turn and still gave a decent account of herself. Mike, he could have left her at Gulfstream Park yesterday to run in the Devona Dale, but he sends here, so I'm thinking he had two turns in mind all the way. Look who is reunited with this horse. Irad Ortiz, who broke maiden with her back in October. Look for a little more aggressive ride. I think this filly is going to love the two turns. You can't ask for a better post, the two box. I think she'll probably be about half the number on the morning line. So race 9, the two, Sneaky Good at a cough, cough, 8-1 on the morning line.
At a cough, cough. 8-1. By the way, the Devona Dale run yesterday at Gulfstream, and the Honeybee today, and they're able to get Irad, so you know you're in the right spot, right?
Yeah, and just connections alone attract a lot of attention. I think Brad Cox and Irad attract a little bit of that.
Okay, come on out to Santa Anita. 9 of them today, Bruce.
Let's go to the fifth race, Mike, and I'm going to pick a horse coming off a long layoff here. The rail horse in the fifth race, B.I.G. This horse actually has a history of winning off a layoff. When it broke maiden back in June of 24, it was coming off a 10-month layoff on this turf course sprinting at 6 furlongs, was right off the leaders, knife between horses in the stretch, got the win. After that, he's been routing, sprinting on the dirt, went to the sidelines. What's encouraging, not only is he won off the layoff, was able to watch his February 14 workout, a three-horse team drill out of the gate, and he was kind of quick in this work, and he was I thought he was miles the best of those three horses. He's not super quick, but if you take a look at this field, he might be up close in a race just begging for a front runner. So if Giroux can get him into the race, that would even be better. Race 5, let's go with the one, B.I.G., listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
Thank you for that, Bruce. I just want to backtrack for a moment. I've been remiss in not recapping. You mentioned the Devona Dale yesterday. Todd Pletcher, he sent out She Be Smooth. She came off a first-out maiden win going a mile and was ridden that day by Irad Ortiz. He took off to ride for Brad Cox, but She Be Smooth, handled yesterday by Flavion Pratt, an absolutely huge win. She kicked clear like a really good horse, and looking forward to the Kentucky Oaks the day before the Derby, a huge prep. Yesterday at Gulfstream, the Devona Dale, and, of course, today at Oaklawn with the Honeybee.
Yeah, and I think Irad might be kicking himself that he made that choice, right? Because not only did She Be Smooth win, Mike, she dominated.
Dominated.
She blew away the field, and she, the future is there for her to go longer and longer. She was very impressive. She Be Smooth, Breaking Her Maiden. The other horse for Cox, the favorite of the race, I forget her name now. You know, she was more accomplished, but man, that horse with that Irad got off, She Be Smooth, couldn't have been more impressive yesterday.
Again, you like B.I.G., number B-I-G. One in race five today at Santa Anita. Tell us about betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita with the last six races from Gulfstream. That's menu item one. We also have best bets at Santa Anita. Both have audio. And as an added bonus today, or a wrinkle, added third item, late pick five from Oaklawn Park today on the Rebel card. So check us out. Bet on Bruce.
All right, let's keep it going, Bruce. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, Bob Mazursky next up. You can catch his full graded handicap and Bob's morning line in all the Southern California News Group papers every racing day here in Southern California. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. I know you liked Phil D'Amato's filly in yesterday's Buena Vista quite a bit. And, boy, she really ran well, thought process.
No, she's obviously very talented. She'd run well fresh before. And so, you know, she'd come off a layoff and won last year, so I wasn't worried about the layoff. And she certainly won nicely yesterday over a pretty solid field.
Bob, before we get your selection, I'm going to digress just for a moment because these guys deserve it. Your colleague, Mark Ratzke, who I've known for a lot of years as well, works in the press box there at Los Alamitos, recently bought a brand-new vehicle from David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. This is Mark's second. I've made a few, including a brand-new 2007 Toyota Avalon. Kind of a long story, but in a circuitous manner, this car came back to me here about 2 months ago. Anyway, I was told by a shop in Arcadia that I've done quite a bit of business with, well, your air conditioning, the pump doesn't work. It'll be a $1,200 repair. I said, okay, let me sleep on it. Boom. I called Robert Householder at Toyota of Orange. He referred me over to the service department. Long story short, Bob, all I needed was Freon, and they saved me over $1,000. That's at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. These are the kind of people I'm talking about, folks. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Go to their website. Do it now. Bob, I just had to share that with you.
Oh, no, that's a great story. That shows you what some people will try to take advantage, unfortunately, glad that you got the right deal.
And I guess I'm approaching senior status now, so maybe I'm looking like a bit of a mark. Like I told the guy the other day, I told him what the deal was. I won't be back. And, you know, it must be our equipment. Yeah, right. Anyway, Bob, let's make some money somewhere on the 9-race card today at Santa Anita.
I'm going to go to the 7th race today. I like number 5, Ghostess, for Tim Yachtin. I thought she needed a race last time. She's going to be up close under Kazushi Kimura in a race without much pace, and I think she's going to run a lot better second time off the layoff. So number 5, Ghostess in race 7.
Okay, and look forward to hearing you every Saturday morning with Bob and John from 9 to 10 here with Thoroughbred LA on AM 830. And also your stuff is available at todaysracingdigest.com, Bob.
That's correct. Look forward to being on again next week.
Best to Amy. Have a great day, Bob.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Take care.
Good to have you back. We missed you last week. Take our final time out. We're heading to South Florida, the Grapefruit League, and much more with Toby Callett, then up to upstate New York with Jonathan Hardoon. Take two, don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets. The Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th. Featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar, great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? Well, you don't know what we can see. Why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will set you free. Close your eyes, girl.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Again, my sincere thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim, making things happen every Sunday from 8 to 10. You can catch us not only live on air on AM 830, home of Angels Baseball, where you also find Dodgers Angels today at 12:10, Angels warm-up at 11:30 with Trent Rush, but you can also catch us, Thoroughbred LA, live or archived at ThoroughbredLA.com. Let's get to South Florida. Check in with the one and only Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. You know, I know you're a baseball guy. You just talked about baseball. You mentioned Chris. You wouldn't have a stronger battery through the years than Leilani and Chris, would you?
You know, I wanted to figure out a way to say something about Leilani Mabree. She does that liner here, you know, every Sunday coming into the final segment. Brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. But looking forward to maybe seeing Leilani real soon. Yeah, what a job she did all these years, and Chris has picked up the mantle and carried it on and then some.
Indeed. Well, when you see her, give her a hug for me. She's aces. She would be like the Paul Skeens, and Chris would be like the Johnny Bench.
Toby, I'll just say this. She made it fun and was so, so good at what she did. And she, like Chris, you can bounce stuff off people like this, and I respect their opinion. Know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's great. Listen, you sent me a text right before coming on. Not only did Bruce Finkelstein have an on-air winner for us last Sunday in Equitas, but you also had the final two races. So we had that late pick three essentially on air. Thank you, Toby.
Well, it's thank you. You know, thank you on behalf of the listeners, because, as you know, I have nothing to sell, but it's just letting people know that it's worth their while to tune in. Even though it's 2 hours, it's a rather eclectic group of topics that you hit on, and it's always entertaining.
So, Toby,
I enjoy.
I enjoy it as well. Believe me, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be doing it. You know, well, I'm digressing now. Let's see. This November is going to be 34 years on air doing this, you know?
And it shows.
It shows, but I've got less support now than I've ever had. So
I know that drill. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Kind of amazing. I want to digress in a very nice way right now. Bill Mazeroski, we talked about him briefly last week. I didn't have time to talk to you about him. A great second baseman with the glove for the Pirates for so many years. The other night on ESPN, Bob Costas years ago hosted this thing with the Pirates and the Yankees from 1960. And Casey Stengel bungled the entire World Series, including starting a guy named Art Dittmar in Game 1 when he had Whitey Ford, the chairman of the board, the all-time winningest World Series pitcher at that time, rested and ready. Art Dittmar didn't make it two-thirds of an inning. Anyway, the Yankees outscored the Pirates through seven games, but the Pirates won it on a walk-off home run by Maz. I just got to say, in looking at the old film of those games, it was a different game. They weren't worried about getting deep in counts. They went up there, they were looking for something to hit, and there was a rhythm, a flow. I just can't tell you how much I enjoyed looking at that entire thing Costas did.
Well, just think of it this way. You know how much you like to look at a racing form and the past performances and try to figure it out. That's what baseball was back then. There were a lot of tactics, a lot of strategies, it really, really mattered.
And they were fundamentally sound.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you got your money's worth when you went to a game.
100%. Yeah. All right, let's get to it. Let's get our money's worth right now. Where are you going at Gulfstream?
8 and 10 are the races of the coast to coast. In the 8th race, I like the 3, the Big Guava. 3, 6, 7, 2, how do you do? In the 10th race, I like the 2, Naughty Rascal. Do not ignore this one, shipping in from Tampa. 2, 7, 6, 4, will slam the door for this Sunday.
Great job, Toby Callett. Enjoy it down there.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it. Take 2 now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I have to tell you, I love when you have Frank on. I just listen to him.
Well, once
he
Frank
makes me laugh.
Once he gets into a high lope, man, how about when he said, yeah, there was one time, you know, I just ducked under the turn. Hey, Dad! And the guy at the window let him go. And, of course, Frank bolted, you know. I mean, can you just see him doing that?
Security calls him into the office. He remembers the horse he bet. And the number of
Spence
the horse.
Bay. Yeah.
What do you have to be, like 10 years old or 12 years old?
Oh, God.
I love listening to his story. He should write a book.
Well, he really should. But he knew where he wanted to be at a really young age. As you know, he grew up in Beverly Hills, but he's a New Yorker. Is he not?
He is a New Yorker.
I've got him set up tomorrow with my orthopedic doc here in Duarte. A guy named Morris Baumgarten, he put 2 new knees in for me. I gave Mo the basics on Frank. I said he's 10 steps ahead, blah, blah, blah. But they've embraced him at Saratoga because Frank is Frank. He's real, you know?
He fits in anywhere, Mike. He just could sit and start talking. I just really enjoy listening to him when you have him on the air. I think he's one of your better guests.
Thank you. So Ray Sabilla agrees with you, too. So
Okay, good.
That counts a lot. Well, look, let's make some money today at Santa Anita.
All right, Mike, let's look at the 8th race today. And there's not a hotter trainer on the grounds than Jeff Mullins. And he sends out the number 9 horse in here, Thirsty Trickster, a 4-year-old filly. Tiago Pierre aboard to ride. He claimed this horse 2 starts back, and this horse rarely ran well last time out. She draws a good outside box. She's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 9, Thirsty Trickster, to win today's 8th race out at Santa Anita.
Okay, and we've got a moment, John. You kind of made a big statement early on. You said going into this meet, you thought Amiciel Jaramillo could be leading rider here. Wow. I mean, he's dead heated right now with Juan Hernandez, Kazushi Kimura's 1 back. But hats off to you, man. You knew what you were looking at when that jock was down in South Florida.
Well, we still have a ways to go. But listen, he's getting to the right ball. Doug O'Neill really gave him a boost when he came here,
yeah.
And he got to show off his talents, and he's riding for everybody. Baffert, I mean, he's riding for everybody, and that's the whole idea, and he's really terrific out of the gate, and he keeps these races honest, and I like that.
Pace-wise, everything else.
Yes.
John, you like Thirsty Trickster, number 9 in race 8. Tell us about the website, JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays is $10, full car $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Aqueduct, and, of course, San Anita Selections.
John, thank you so much. Have a great day. Stay safe.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. Again, folks, a programming note, Angels warm-up with Trent Rush, 11:30, and then it's Angels Dodgers from Camelback Ranch. Terry Smith, Trent Rush with the play-by-play today, and we'll be back with you next week. Thank you so much. For Chris Monreal, I happen to be Mike Willman. So long. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
I'm Ed Benkin. We start with a busy Sunday about to tip off in the NBA. The first game will be the Spurs and the Knicks doing battle in New York. That game can be seen on ABC. The second game of our ABC doubleheader will be heard on ESPN Radio. It'll be the Timberwolves visiting the Nuggets. Our coverage on ESPN Radio gets underway at 3 Eastern. Also, the Cavaliers at 3:30 Eastern will visit the Nets. Cleveland 37-24 on the season. The Pacers continue to struggle. They'll host the Grizzlies later this afternoon. And coming up tonight, it'll be the Thunder taking on the Mavericks in Dallas. College basketball, lighter day after a very busy Saturday, but this first day of March.